idea how she got there, and it takes her a little while to figure out that she's in 1752 London, and has no clue how she got there, has no idea how to get back. And so it kind of follows her along the path of, first of all, figuring out, you know, where is she, why is she there, and then because she's a modern woman back in time, they start to suspect that she's different, and of course back in those days they're very suspicious, and they think that she's a witch, so now she's got even bigger problems. In the process of trying to get back, she's caught up in all these other weird things that happen to her. The other part of the story is her best friend, Stephanie McKay, during the hurricane, she ends up realizing that her cat is outside right in the middle of the storm, and she goes out and gets caught out in the hurricane, and, you know, all these storm-related things happen to her. So it's kind of a mix between those two, the modern storm and the back-in-time kind of stuff.
Very cool.
Now, what storms, I mean, I know this because I know we talked about it before, but what storms were you generating on? What inspired you to go ahead and start writing this book?
Well, that's interesting because I was in Florida in 2004, and I moved to Florida just like my character 3 days before Hurricane Charlie hit. So that part is based on, you know, like the, wait, we're here in Florida and you're kidding me, there's a hurricane already hitting. And that whole summer we had Hurricane Charlie, and then we had Hurricane Francis, and then Jean and Ivan. And so it was quite a summer to be in Orlando and that whole, you know, actually it's east and west coast of Florida. So, I mean, quite an exciting time to start like a story idea. So that's pretty much what inspired it. And, of course, I just like time travel. It's always been an interesting concept to me. So to be able to play around with it and have all these little twists and turns. And this is a trilogy. So in the second and third book, I get to really play around with the time travel, you know, what's causing it and what different theories people have about it. So it's been a lot of fun just kind of toying around with that whole concept.
When we look like it's going to be coming out, I mean, do we have a date on it yet?
Well, I have an estimated date. I keep, it takes a lot longer than I ever thought. And I think most people who are writing a book, they find that they think they're done. Like, I sent it out to beta readers in the last month. And I had a great response. People said that it was very fast-paced. It was a page-turner, really good character development, good dynamics between the characters. But I did, you know, when you get the comments back, then, of course, you have to make them all and kind of make your edits and just make it as good as you can. So right now I'm hoping, the thought is, and who knows if this will actually happen, but I'm hoping to get it to my editor on August 1st. And then from there, it will be, she'll have 5 weeks to kind of make her edits, and then I'll have to make changes. So I'm hoping to have it out by, like, November, December-ish this year. So if things go as planned, that's the idea.
Now, did you remember to
put... Very, very cool.
Now, did you remember to put me in there that the lady was listening to my radio show?
Oh, yes, I need to. I think that's a great idea. We will put her in... And Mix FM, yes, all right.
Yep, see, that's what I'm saying. It has to be thrown in there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that you know, we got you, supporting you over here. You know, we're always doing an update on you and trying to make sure that you get the promotion that you can. Do you see...
I appreciate that.
Where would you like to... Are you going to do it, like, on Amazon? Like, put the book on there first, like, that they could get that? Or are you going to try to do, like, book sales, paperback and stuff like that?
Well, I'm going to start with Amazon sales, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and there's some other ones, Kobe, and some other things that just different electronic formats. So first it'll be out as an ebook, and then as I get a little time, I have to format it for paperback. But I would like to do a paperback and have it available on, like, print on demand from Barnes & Noble, so that anyone that wants a paperback copy can go on to that site and have it sent directly to them. So, but that'll be step two once I get it out, and there's a little bit of time to set it up for paperback pitching, but definitely like to have it as both. And then who knows if there's publishers out there that like the story concept in the book, then maybe I'll get picked up by a publisher and they can help me do some of that kind of stuff.
Now, do you already have ideas about doing a second book you know, with it?
Yes, actually my second book is already halfway written. I've started this as one long, one book, and then I realized that I had so much story in it that I needed to split it up. As I mentioned, that when I moved to Florida, all these different hurricanes hit. So I'm seeing, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for stormy time travel with all those hurricanes hitting within about of a two-month period. So book two is probably halfway done, and I have to say it was much easier to write because at that point I've been writing for 5 or 6 years. And so when I go back to edit that version, it's going to go a lot quicker than this first version. When I started the beginning of the book, it was when I first started writing. So there was a lot of, you know, learning curve of becoming a better writer. So I'm hoping that second book won't take me a whole lot longer than a year to finish, edit, and, you know, get it up on Amazon as well. So I think it'll be called Stealing More Time, or Stolen Time, or something, you know, that plays on that original name. That's slightly different.
Now, do you see, now obviously you got a lot of positive, you know, impact back, but how about, did you get any negative that, you know, that you critiqued a little bit in the book?
Yes, the biggest thing I'm working on right now, and the American beta readers did not pick up on this at all, but the English ones, I have a couple author friends that are in England, one's in the U.S., but was English, and the other one is a British lady. They both said that some of the language and some of the historical facts are, you know, not, some of them are slightly off. So I think I'm going to pay a guy to kind of go through the book and just make sure that I have all those details right, because I'm an American. I don't know all these terms. And, of course, it's back in time. So, like, how do I know what, you know, what people did with various, you know, chamber pots and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to make sure that it doesn't have to be 100% right, but I think I need a little work just to tighten some of that stuff up. So that might be something I'm going to try to have a different guy do the English type editing, and then my editor do like the proofreading type stuff. So hopefully it'll all work out and not take me forever.
Well, I know the last time you said your husband was very supportive of you and stuff. So, I mean, that's a good thing, because, you know, writing those books, I mean, you know, everybody thinks, you can write a book, it's going to take a month and it gets it out, but they don't understand. You have to have every word right. You have to have, you know, there's different parts of the in that book that you have to change your words to make to the sentence, so it's not a runoff sentence. You know, it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is.
No, it's not. I've been working on this for almost 10 years, so I definitely agree with that. There's the dialogue, and then of course, you know, I made the mistake of going back in time, so you've got not only just dialogue, but like British dialogue and time period, you know. So there's so many elements to it. I mean, and just some of it is you have to write well and concisely and on top of the storyline and the character development. There's so much to it. You're absolutely right.
Bonfire, you got any questions for?
No, I'm just kind of taking it all in. I am curious. Do you watch Doctor Who? Or are you a fan of time travel shows and books? Or is this kind of was it just kind of a fluke for you to pick up the idea and run with it?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the main things that inspired me to write a book was my favorite author is Diana Gabaldon with the Outlander series. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
Yeah, I've read all of her books, and then she wrote a book called The Outlandish Companion. It's kind of like her view of all the characters and how to write and this kind of thing. And in there, she was talking about the way that she wrote was she came up with the concept of the scene, and then she would write all these different scenes and then piece them together. And it was not like this really organized, you start at the beginning and you end at the end kind of thing. And I thought, shoot, if she can be this successful and write it in, you know, a very creative way as opposed to a very structured way, that sounds a whole lot more like my style than, you know, this super organized, you know, you can only do little pieces at a time that all fit together perfectly. And just the storyline of her book is there's a nurse in World War II that ends up stumbling across some standing stones, and she goes back in time. And so is that, like, the thrill of being somewhere different, being a woman back in a different time period where people treated you as more of an object, a something that you owned as opposed to a person, a bartering chip for marriage and things like that, as opposed to you having any choice in it. So I think that really sparked my imagination and kind of got me thinking of you know, this is something you could really play with. There's a lot of, I mean,